Red Zone, 2 minute, and an eye on the weather forecast. The Saints wrap up their preparations for Green Bay. Stay with us. The New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap is next. Hi again, and welcome into the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap. Greetings here from the Osher Sports Performance Center. We're on these fields outside. There is a Green Bay Packers logo painted on the field as the Saints have been preparing for Sunday's outdoor affair in Wisconsin.
Well, I guess it gives you a little bit better feel about exactly what you're going to see when you actually do step on the field. But, you know, I got a feeling there's something psychological about it also. We don't really have all the ins and outs on that, but we've seen opposing teams' logos on the practice field before. So I think it's got a little something to do with the psychological advantage.
Could be a wet track on Sunday too, JD.
Yeah, we've got a forecast for a little bit of rain and probably pretty cool. I think a high of around 60 or so. I also heard that it might not rain until after the game, but if it rains the night before or that morning, it's probably going to be a little sloppy track. And that can make it important, the size and length of cleats that the Saints wear. They're probably going to need a little bit longer. I think Green Bay's grass is a little bit longer than normal. We've heard that before, so it might need to check into their cleats and make sure they have the proper footing.
Yeah, Saints tight end Kobe Fleener is hoping for no rain on Sunday, but says he and his teammates will be prepared.
We'll keep abreast of the weather, make sure that we have the right cleats, the right gloves. As far as what plays are called, that's not up to me, but we'll have plays that are ready in both scenarios.
John, whether it's raining or not, the Saints might want to rely on a run game that's really shown a lot of good results here lately.
Well, absolutely they should. They ran for, you know, almost 200 yards against Carolina a couple of weeks ago. Ran for 193 against Detroit last Sunday. So they really seem to be getting the running game in order. Alvin Kamara, 75 yards on 10 carries against Detroit. Mark Ingram with his best game of the season, 25 carries, 114 yards, 2 touchdowns against the Lions. So they really seem to have gotten the running game in gear.
Yeah, when you watch those guys, you can sense that rhythm that John's talking about. And when you hear Mark Ingram speak, you can also hear the rhythm in his voice.
Well, just, you know, a couple plays here and there. We might have a breakdown, you know, whether it be, you know, one guy, you know, going the wrong way or us not making the right read. Just small things like that. You know, it was a great performance overall, but we can do better. We left a couple yards out there, you know. So instead of maybe having 184 rushing, we can have over 200. So, you know, it's just small details like that that, you know, make the good teams be great and make the, you know, great teams win championships. So that's what we're striving for.
Of course, unique to the Friday practice, two-minute work, red zone work. That's kind of the usual thing here on a Friday practice, JD.
It's always the way the Saints button up practice for the week. They button up their preparations with that red zone, with that two-minute. And those are areas that they probably want to tighten up a little bit, especially red zone. And obviously on third down, they have not been performing as well as we're accustomed to seeing them. So those are areas they want to button up a little bit.
All right. Not unique to today or yesterday or Wednesday, and even dating back to last Sunday, is this conversation that continues regarding the Green Bay quarterback situation. Yes, it will be a backup quarterback making his first NFL career start on Sunday. But don't think about this backup quarterback like you may in another program across the league. Sean Payton today spoke again about the situation and remarked at how ready and how well that Green Bay organization has done with that number two quarterback position.
Listen, you go back, and it's a credit to Ron Wolf and Ted and that scouting department over the years. I mean, you go back, and I was just getting to Philadelphia, but I know that there was a trade. They had Brunell and Detmer backing up Favre. I know John Gruden was the offensive coordinator, and there was a trade in the works to get Brunell, and Jacksonville got in on it, ended up with Brunell, and then Ty ended up in Philly. And look, Mike and his staff there developed that position well, and it's just a philosophy and a belief, and I think that it's been good for them. You know, if the player doesn't become the starter there, you know, even Aaron, who came here, I mean, there have been a lot of develop and trade prospects. So I think that it's good business.
course, John, all this conversation is around Mr. Hundley. We'll see how he does in his first start, as we mentioned, on Sunday.
Yeah, we would like, if you're a Saints fan, for it to be as rocky as it was his relief appearance against Minnesota when he, you know, completed 18 of 33, 157 yards, a touchdown, but three interceptions and sacked four times.
We got an injury update today from head coach Sean Payton regarding Delvin Bro, didn't we?
Yeah, Delvin Bro getting closer and closer to where the Saints can make a positive or negative decision. Now, he got back. He's been working out a little bit. We saw him with his helmet in his hand today. We don't know exactly how much work he put in, but it was just good to see him back on the practice field. No braces on his legs, apparently. Moving around a little bit, Coach said.
Yeah, still some time to go with regard to that. But as Coach mentioned, as John just said, on schedule and in a very positive way. Green Bay's injury situation has not gotten any better this week. Make sure you check out both teams' injury list later on today at NewOrleansSaints.com. All right, my friend, you're off to tomorrow to the airplane. That means today you get to say your favorite thing.
Hayes in the barn. Let's roll.
Let's roll. Saints and Packers on Sunday, kickoff at noon. Have a great weekend, everybody.